I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The debate over alleged human rights violations in last winter's war in Gaza continues to generate heat. Today, an Israeli human rights group reported more than half of the nearly 1,400 Palestinians killed in the war were civilians. Israel continues to say most were Hamas combatants. Meanwhile, life grinds on in Gaza. People there have been living under an Israeli-led blockade since 2007. Many say they have little hope for change, and they've been turning increasingly to religion. Linda Gradstein reports from Gaza City.
5 times a day, the Muslim call to prayer echoes through the dusty streets of Gaza. Since it is currently the holy month of Ramadan, many Palestinians here go to the mosque every day to pray. During this month, religious Muslims fast from sunup to sundown. Gazan society has always been conservative, but lately it's become even more so. You won't see anyone eating or smoking in daylight hours during Ramadan, at least not publicly, and almost everyone here says they fast. These days, the overwhelming majority of Gazan girls and women wear hijab or a headscarf covering their hair, and increasing numbers are wearing a niqab, a burqa-like garment that covers everything but the eyes. 15-year-old Riwan Hamad says she has covered her hair since she was 12, when her parents encouraged her to start covering up.
This is an order by Allah, an order of God, that we as Muslims should wear a scarf.
This summer, Gaza's Chief Justice ordered all female lawyers to wear headscarves in court. Hamas officials have since rescinded the order. But there are also reports that Hamas has ordered the imposition of dress codes elsewhere. Hamas senior official Ahmed Youssef said girls who wear Islamic dress are protecting themselves.
When you have these headscarf and jilbab, you tell the others who try to exploit the situation, I'm a good Muslim, I try somebody else, I'm not your target.
But Youssef insists Hamas has not given orders to impose a dress code.
Every Muslim, they know that there is no compulsion in religion. You don't say, no, you have to wear the headscarf or you have to wear special clothes. We will leave it to our Islamic culture, to our family values. And those, the family will actually convince their kids what the things they should wear to meet the basic Islamic values.
Many observers see the deepening focus on Islamic values here as a direct result of what happened in Gaza in 2007. That year, Hamas took complete control of the strip after a mini-civil war with its rival, Fatah. Israel, which considers Hamas a terrorist group, then imposed an economic boycott on Gaza. Israel allows basic food, medicine, and fuel into the strip, but many other goods are in short supply. Israel has closed its border with Gaza, and Egypt has done the same. Hassan Abu Jarad, a professor of linguistics at Gaza's Al-Aqsa University, says many of the 1.5 million Palestinians living here feel trapped.
People are becoming more and more desperate. I mean, this is the reality. The situation is getting worse day after day, with few chances of opening the terminals to let the basic necessities and the basic goods to the people. You know, people feel as if they were animals being fed.
Abu Jarad says Gazans blame Israel for their paralyzed state. But there is also growing dissatisfaction with Hamas and anger at Fatah leader and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen.
People are angry at everybody. People are angry at Abu Mazen. People are angry at Israel. People are, you know, hate Hamas. So we feel that we have been deceived by everybody. And the general mood is that neither Hamas nor Abu Mazen are going to get us any step forward.
In this atmosphere, he says, religious extremism can flourish. He cites as an example an extreme group called the Warriors of God. Last month, the group took over a mosque in the southern city of Rafah near Egypt. The group said Hamas was too lenient, and it declared an imposition of strict Islamic law. Hamas forces reacted by surrounding the mosque and opening fire. Some 2 dozen people were killed and hundreds arrested. Analysts here say that if Israel continues to impose the blockade on Gaza and the borders with Egypt remain closed, Islamic extremism will continue to find fertile ground here. And that, they say, poses as much a danger to Hamas as it does to Israel. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Gaza City.